Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our gift.
Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. I've been quite busy trying to reach out some of my beautiful sisters and brothers who want to join the show. So I'm running a little late this morning. I probably sound a little rushed in my voice. Trying to get on in time for you. Thank you again. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of a Creator. Today's discussion is, life is like water running in the earth. As long as it flows, it purifies itself. Yes, people. And this is something that we want to think about seriously. Our life. Especially today with all that's happening. So people, our life is earth. And as long as we strive constantly to please Allah will purify our life. Water represents good morality, and righteousness is good morality. When we forget the law and reject the law, our life becomes morally corrupt. So our only hope from our evil and wickedness is to sincerely ask Allah to take back the limited free will He gave us and replace His will in our life. Then our life will become pure and righteous again. So yes, people, this is what is missing, our good morality. And we can see what's happening in the world as we grow. And before, I want to remind you first again that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And Imam Shahid Shabazz has been struggling for so long, people, to reach you, to teach you. Walking the highways and byways, yes. Getting the word of the Creator out, the word of the Almighty God Allah. Getting it out to the people. And so, we want to now give you a chance to hear His word, hear His message, hear His call on Blog Talk Radio. And now I present to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I want to greet everyone, all our listening audience, and the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Next, I want to say to you all that life is sacred. The life that the Creator Allah created is sacred. Allah, our Creator, is sacred, and all life comes from Allah, so all life is sacred. So I say that to begin with prayer. This prayer that, inshallah, be the will of Allah, He will bless me to say to you, this will be a prayer not only for Muslims, And I do want to say to all of you, though, who don't know what the word Muslim means, it means everything in creation that submits to the will of the Creator is a Muslim. Even the one we call Satan or the devil, he, by his true nature, is a Muslim. He was once in heaven, submitting to the will of his Creator, until he rebelled against the will of the Creator, wanted to do and wanted to go his own way. Didn't want to accept the advice of his Creator, who knows all. So when we become like that, think we know all, we become a jinn too, which is the evil spirit down here, destroying ourselves and each other. This prayer will save your life. And this is why I'm emphasizing this so greatly. This prayer will save anybody's life if you are sincere. I want you to listen and think deep along with me when I say this opening prayer of the final revelations that the Creator revealed to the world 1,400 years ago, about 1,440-some years ago, probably, to a man by the name of Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, peace be prayers and peace be upon him. He was the last prophet sent to humankind, Christian, Muslim, Jews, Buddhists, whatever you call yourself, even if you call yourself an atheist, he still was sent to you to bring you back to your good senses. And this prayer is the first prayer that Almighty God revealed to him to bring us back to our good senses and bring this world back to the just, righteous, and good world that Almighty God, Allah, created in the beginning. I'll begin, people. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Nirrahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladin Amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim wa Ad-Dallin. People, we just said, translated into this English language, with Allah, the Creator's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Creator Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all creation. Most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek for help, and thine aid alone do we ask, because he's the only one who can help us. Show us, we ask him, the straight way, the way that leads us back to him in his eternity, and protect us from going in these crooked ways in this crooked world that leads us astray into the hellfire. Amen. Yes, people. Yes, powerful prayer. Powerful prayer. So we will begin by saying, I want to, you know, how you learn, even in school, when we was in school, you learn through repetition. And one sister, she always say that Elijah Muhammad, he taught, he's honorable to me. I don't know about nobody else. You ain't got nothing to do with me. The honorable Elijah Muhammad said, teach until you reach. And this sister always say that, and I like that because when we was going to school, we didn't learn all everything in one day. And every day we came back to school, the teacher taught us some of the same things he taught us the day before. Until we got it. Until we got an understanding. And this is the same way. And I tell you one thing, evil teaches until it reach. Look how evil unreached the people in the world. And evil keep on reaching the people the same way on the TV, on the computer, with what? Violence, sex, drugs, all kinds of immorality. And it's keep pumping it out there, pushing it out there more than ever. And it's reaching people. So don't you know, on the other hand, if we that say we believe in a Creator, and I ain't got nothing to do with no religion, because the Creator that created you, he speaks to you inside of you. That voice inside of you to tell you when you get ready to do wrong, you know that's wrong. Don't do that. It bothers your heart. It troubles your conscience. That voice is the voice of your creator who is all good, trying to call you away from harm, and call you to safety. So that's why when we forget our creator, we don't have no protection from evil. So look at the world. Most of the people in the world are evil. They're wicked. And not only are they evil and wicked, but they take a joy and delight in doing these things. And one of the signs of the Creator, Allah say, will be of the last days and hours of this world. He said it would be when people would be killing each other, and the one that's killed won't know why they got killed, and the one that killed them won't know why they even killed them. And that's what we got going on, what the sister was talking about. I had a brother in my hometown, Durham, North Carolina, got killed about 6 days ago. And, you know, I sent out prayers to him and asked God to Allah to forgive him and have mercy on his soul, because I loved him, and he always said about me over 44 years ago, he said, one thing the Creator has given you, bless you with, Brother Shaheed. He said, and most Muslims and people don't have it, and he said, that's endurance. He said, you go through a lot, but you stay on the straight path. You keep on devoting yourself to Allah. You don't go out there and go astray and go back into drugs and go back into evil, you know, the immorality you was in before Allah guided you to Al-Islam. And I thank him. And so I pray that, you know, they will find his killer and bring justice to him. They're doing an autopsy on his body in Raleigh, North Carolina, to try to find the killer. So, you know, with that said, I want to speak today for everybody, but I especially want to speak to special people who don't know how special they are, and that is the African-American people, or the so-called black people of America. And first of all, I want to say to you African-Americans, you're not free. You're not free. Anytime this man, my friend and Muslim brother, was sitting in this car and another African-American come up to him and hit him in the head and kill him and take his car, we're in bad shape, people. Black people, we're in bad shape. We are our own enemy now. The enemy initially was the so-called white man. But the white man did his job back in slavery. He brought us over here, and he used a strategy that is a perfect strategy to keep people in slavery perpetually. He didn't just put a chain on our feet, on our necks and hands. He put chains on our brains. He put chains on our minds. He put us in mental slavery before they were supposed to free us 100 years ago. We were already slaves, mentally. So somebody let your feet go and your mind is still in slavery while you're still a slave. Look at the things black people are doing. And then they had this saying at the Million Man March, Black Lives Matter, and that a talk Al Sharpton gave in Washington, D.C. not too while ago. And a lot of white people were saying Black Lives Matter, but I say all human beings' life matters. We are one human family. And looking back on the past, African Americans, and talking about what white people, so-called white people, did to us, that's not going to help us anymore. We got to stop blaming white people for our condition today. If God, if Allah didn't want what to happen to us in slavery, it couldn't have happened. It happened for a reason. And it happened for a great reason. And the white people are in slavery just like black people are in slavery. They're in slavery thinking that they're superior to black people, and black people are in slavery thinking that white people are superior to them. Some are so that they think white people are gods and want to be like white people. They don't want to be like God, Allah. Most black people of the world want to be like white people. They think being white is living a life. They say white is beautiful. Even it could be a white girl when I was growing up all the day, a so-called white girl, she could not look so physically attractive. And it'd be an African-American young lady, beautiful, dark-skinned, beautiful, like the moon at night. And they would still say the black girl was ugly and the white girl was beautiful because of her skin color. Come on off. Let's dig into this slavery. And if you want to come out of it, you don't have long to come out of it, African-American, before it's total annihilation on the black race, total genocide. That's what we're doing. So my talk here is on free yourself from yourself, black African-American. And then I want you to know that every race in America, except the African-American race, they keep a connection with their roots. Because in order to know where you are going, you must know where you come from. This is a historical fact. Also, unity starts at your roots. So when you are cut off from your roots, you are also cut off from your unity with each other. They knew this, the whites, but most black Americans refuse to even give a sincere and honest study of their history. They say, I ain't left nothing in Africa. And like Malcolm X said, why you left your mind in Africa? You want to be white. You think you come over here on the Ninth of the Pinta and the Santa Maria from Europe. No, you came over here on the Ninth of the Pinta and the Santa Maria by way of Africa to America as slaves. Before we were brought to white America and made our slaves, bear with me, I'm going to take my time. I want you to know this here, African-American people, no people can survive without unity. Unity means to unite, become one mind, to think as one people, to help and support each other for their racial survival. Everything created by the one creator, Allah, was created in his unity. His unity protects us from self-evil and the evil of this evil world. Divided, we can and will be destroyed by evil as we are. And we are doing evil. It's got blacks destroying blacks. But look at here, and I'm about finished. But we must know that all evil comes from our own lower carnal desires. So we, African-American, black Americans, will not stop destroying each other until we come back to the unity of the one God, Allah. Allah's way is a straight way. It's a straight way of all good. Black America, you have been miseducated. This means you don't know who you are or where you come from or where you're going. Here in America, every race support their own race, and black Americans get angry with them. Why? Black America, stop getting angry and start getting even. Okay, we just about finished here. Stop thinking, black America, as individuals, and start thinking as one mind, one people. This is how you free your behind. Stop waiting on the people who enslave you to free you. It's not going to happen. Stop wanting to please and get their love. And start trying to please Allah and get Allah's love. The only love and the only one, Allah, can free you from slave thinking and bring you back to your freedom of unity in His divine will, which is truth, justice, and equality. Assalamu alaikum.
Malaikum Assalam. I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. It's coming on strong again, our people, bringing to us a much needed discussion. Life is like water running in the earth. As long as it flows, it purifies itself. Yes. And as you can see, the problem is purity, our righteousness, our goodness has stopped flowing within our hearts, within our souls, people. And we are getting reminded in every way. And as Brother says, slavery of yesterday is the slavery of today now. We are repeating slavery today. We have the lynchings. We've had about 3 African-American lynchings. That has been reported here lately within the last few months. We've had also continuous policemen shooting down, killing young, not just older men, but young kids, teenagers. Even some women have been shot and killed for nothing. So I think, brother, this is where the Black Lives Matter really came from, what is happening now today that's not happening to anybody else. It is actually happening to the African-American man again. History repeating itself as we can see it. And you have to understand, people, that we have a lot to do with it. Yes, why? Because our purity, our righteousness is not flowing within us again. Our righteous conduct, our goodness. And because of those of us who continue to want to show and disrespect and disobey laws, the laws and rules. When you see one of us, they say, you see all of us. So these evil wickedness, in the eyes of them, one evil person represents the whole race of people that they see, African Americans that they see. So they see us all as one. And people, we have to get our acts together and start not think about how we treat one another. Treat each other good with love and respect from sincerity of our hearts. And Imam Shahid Shabazz doing a beautiful discussion that is so necessary today. And as we see, Allah is definitely on the scene. We keep wondering about, they can't figure out how these fires started in California, nor can they figure out why they keep going and jumping from one fire to the other. They still have them, just halfway out now. Every time you turn around, there's another one starting off somewhere. Very, very serious time. Something that's really baffling the world because nobody understands why it's happening. But we know why it's happening, for real. Even the ice storm and snowstorm, that was very unusual. They said it was over 1,000 accidents. And then the lives taken in the storm because it came so unexpected and down so hard. A snow blizzard and all in some places. So people, as you know, this day and time, we've been warned about time coming, and it's here now. And we're reaping the results of it. But I don't want to talk any longer. I want to give to you a guest that we have, allow the guests to come on if they have anything to say. We'd love to have our guest on, and we will try to bring to you today our guest. That's the 919-225-7663 number that we have here. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Vicki Glenn, calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I am calling in for the very first time to listen to your talk show.
Thank you very much, Ms. Vicky, for coming on. Ms. Glenn?
Thank you.
Do you have anything would you like to add to the conversation so far from what you've heard?
Well, as a whole, I agree 100% with what has been said. I came on late, about 15 minutes late, and I would just like to say, I mean, that there is truth in everything that with what you're saying. You know, we really need to come together as one and recognize that, hey, a lot of the history, the slavery and all that took place in the past, I mean, that still exists today. And we need to recognize it, and we need to come together, and we need to bring about change. Only
that's right.
We as first as an individual and then as a collective group.
That's
we
right.
We have to bring about the change, because change first has to start from within.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's very true. And, you know, it takes me back to 2,000 years ago in the book called The India that they say Jesus, but his name was Esau because that language, English, didn't exist then.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the kingdom of the Creator, Allah, God, is inside of us.
Absolutely.
So, you know, my main teaching when I talk to people, and that's a lot now because Allah, the Creator, is just drawing people to me. You know what? Because He's blessing me to draw them to Him more now.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, if you lift me up, lift up my glory and my name, and I draw the people to you because you're drawing them to me. You know? So this is something that is very important. Because I want to speak about this, about roots. You know, just looking at nature, if you cut down a tree, if you don't cut down, get the roots up from the ground, the tree going to grow back. So what am I saying? That if you're cut off from your roots, you're cut off from your spiritual life completely. Life is not physical. Life for the human being is spiritual. The Creator said in all his revelations, he said he created the human being out of the earth, and then he said he created us in three stages of development. That's 3 months. And he said after he finished creating that body, this body we look at every day, he said we still want to live until he inspired, or they say breathe, but we know God ain't human. But he inspired some of his divine life-giving inspiration into our heart. And we became, he say, living souls. That tells you the solution to the world's problem. The world have forgot the Creator, the majority of them, so they have forgot their soul. They have forgot their life. And when you forget your soul, that your mind become idle, because what give birth to your mind or your intelligence, it's your soul. Your soul, they say, this is a saying too, come out of the Old Testament. Say, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is that mind. So our mind comes from what? Our heart. It don't come from you reading the book and saying, my mind. And they say a lot of people, you know, knowledge is power, which is true. But you can't leave that loose like that. The knowledge of the Creator of the heavens and the earth is power. Why? Because he's all-powerful. We see knowledge out here. We as a people been in this country over 500 years, and we've been miseducated. Now, is that power? What are we doing to ourselves? As Africa, we destroying ourselves with the knowledge, what? That we were taught by the European, Caucasian, so-called white people. And this ain't no incrimination of them for what they did, because the Creator didn't want them to do it. He wouldn't have allowed them to do it. He allowed them to do it for a reason. And we've been through the worst of slavery of any people that ever been in slavery in the history of mankind. And it's for a reason. I mean, you know, the worst of your condition, there's a saying, if the worst of your condition, if it don't kill you, it'll make you stronger. We are what I call African-American people are sleeping giant. And don't even know it. See, our problem is the people who trying to have us destroying ourselves, they know who we are, but we don't know who we are because we don't want to identify with where we come from. See, you say to African-American, the average one, Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't make no difference. They don't want to identify with Africa. I wasn't born in Africa. I ain't left nothing in Africa. Like Malcolm X said, why you left your mind in Africa? You think you're going to come up here thinking white people accept you as one of them because they integrated. I wrote something about that. They didn't integrate you to be equal with them. They integrated you so you could be more productive for them. And so that you would divide, they could divide you more among yourself, because before they immigrated us in the 60s, we was working for ourselves. We had our own black businesses all over this country. We were thriving. Even in my hometown, Durham, North Carolina, it was called Black Wall Street. Oklahoma City, Winston Salem, other places, all around this country. And we had our own electric companies. We had our people to do our plumbing. We had grew our own food. We was independent. And no people can survive, especially in America, unless you know how to produce. The African American people, we are a race of consumers. And if all you do is consume, pretty soon, you ain't gonna have nothing to consume. But if you can produce, you'll always have something. There's another saying I want to bring in, and I'll bring it on another guest. They say that Prophet Esau, they say Jesus, say, and it's true, say he was a fisherman of men, okay? It's symbolic. It means he fishing, means he went out trying to reach souls. And he taught them how they, you know, to eat. And he told them, he said, if I teach you, you know how to, if I just feed you, you can eat for one day. But if I teach you how to fish, you can eat the rest of your life. It's just saying this right here. If you got the mindset to be a producer rather than a consumer, you ain't never out of work. The economy don't affect you because you're a producer. And black people have always been producers ever since we began the world in Africa. Look at the pilgrims over there. Who in the world can figure out today how they built them pilgrims? Nobody, because the Creator gave them the knowledge of how to do that. He gave them the knowledge of how to build civilization. Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, he gave them the knowledge of how to run this world, and he didn't call us Christian, Muslim, Jews, and none of these names we give ourselves. He called us Khalifas. You know what Khalifa means in Arabic? It means rulers. God, the Creator, Allah, created us and put us in this world to be rulers of this world. But how can you rule the world when you can't even rule yourself? You don't have no self-control. How could you rule the world? So we're going to stop right there and let somebody else just add something to it. Or if you disagree, that's okay too. We can disagree to agree. So I'm finished at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we want to thank you for joining us and always invite you to let others know about the talk show. If you are enjoying it, you're receiving anything from it that you believe will help you and help you in your life, help you improve your life, pass it on. Pass it on to some of the others so that they too will have a chance to listen to these life-saving, life-giving teachers of Imam Shahid Shabazz on the reality of a creator. We do have guests on here this morning. Some of them haven't been on that long, so I did want to give them a minute to listen to and see what the talk and discussion is about today before they do come on. I see now we have a 919 number. I believe I recognize that number as Brother Larry's number. It's a 919-717-2047. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes, that is how we do, Brother Larry. How are you today, Brother Larry?
Yes. I'm fine, thank you. I would love to have caught the show from the beginning. It was a good day, but I had to. I had a call in to go to work, and so back. And I thought I'd catch some of the show before it was ended. I'd like to greet my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. My radio brothers and sisters, Imam Brother Shahid, and I speak a lot. And it's always pleasant to hear your voice, Sister Isla. I was discussing with Brother. Thank you. I was discussing with Brother Shahid. I want to think it was yesterday, about an incident I had at work, and it was in relationship you say love your enemy. And while I was discussing with him, we was talking, and about how can you love your enemy? It appears to me, it sounds to me that it's the fool that loves his enemy, because his enemy is one that wants to destroy him and take him out. And so I just hearing Brother Imam speaking of ruling the world, and so I came to the conclusion that when Brother Esau, Christ as we call him in Christian, that he, one of his sayings was, love them as I have loved you. And of course, I think we take the word love as, it's one of the misused words that people use so often. Because, love, is under the umbrella of love, you got patience, you got trust, you got mercy and grace, and all this fall under the words of, under the umbrella of love. So my point is that as you just said, Imam Shahid, about rulers of the world. So I come to the conclusion that when Christ said, love them as I loved you, I wouldn't think that he was talking about the whole world. I would think that he was talking about his people, love them as I have loved you.
You're
and
right.
So I wouldn't think that, again, that he was talking of the whole world or all the people or, so.
He was talking to his people. You're right.
Yes. So so we had to be very careful about who we, say we love and who we dedicate our time. Because we, as you say, we have a short period here, a short time on this earth. So don't spend your time trying to convince and love your enemy, because he can take up all your time and you still won't accomplish anything.
That's right.
As he said, the fool that sows his seed on stony ground, you should be
right.
Plenty of good soil. So you sow your seed in good soil so that you can have a production, as you was mentioning earlier, Imam Shahid. So A fool sows his seed on stony ground. You're not going to get anything.
That's right.
So it's a fool that spends his time trying to love and convince his enemy, you know, to love him and to trust him. How could you trust in the slave master back in the day, you know, to love you when he's doing all these things to take you out?
That's right.
And even today, we still have these things going on, but just in a different form, a different format. So, because I see that, you know, some people and at my age and all, I don't have the time to try to love my enemies, and some of them haven't changed. That they say you can put a lipstick on a pig, but he's still a pig.
That's
his
right.
His nature is to wallow in the mud. His nature is to. So you know, we have to be very careful about how we say we love somebody. Love, even with teenagers, it's a passionate thing when they say I love her, I love him, you're blessed to go through a lifetime and meet a friend. You're blessed to go through a lifetime and have true love.
That's
even
right.
Amongst ourselves. But Christ did say, love them as I have loved you. But my thought is, and I could be wrong, my thought is that he wasn't talking about his enemies. He was talking about his people.
Yes.
I haven't been on long, so I will leave that and you know, I can get some response on that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. And you are right. Even Allah, the creator of Christ and Muhammad and Abraham and Moses and all the prophets, peace be upon them all, he didn't tell none of them to love their enemy. What he did tell them is, and this is the gospel truth, you cannot love your enemy. He told them just be kind to your enemy. That's a difference. Your enemy ain't going to let you love them, but you can still be kind to them. And in fact, Allah, the creator, say, if you come across your enemy and they try to argue with you, don't argue back with them. Just say peace and walk away. You know, but don't turn your back on them. He said, and you're in a heated argument with the enemy, don't never turn your back on them. He said, if you turn your back on them and they kill you, you're going to hell because you was a coward. You never. I took a martial art. Allah blessed me to be a martial art master right now. He blessed me to be able to break bricks. And I'm always vigilant when I'm out. If somebody come up on me from behind me and they think I don't know it, before they even get up on me, I'll be right on them. They have fists. Some on them broke. Not because I'm so great or nothing, but because we're living in a world full of enemies. And Allah says in the Quran, he says Satan or the devil is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. So there you got right there. Now, how we gonna treat the devil as our friend when he is out to destroy all human life? So you can't love your enemy, but you can treat him with kindness. And we were taught growing up, kill your enemy with kindness, and that works. Because you know why? Because the only one that can change your enemy heart is your Creator, Almighty God. And my mother used to say this a lot in Christianity, say, if you treat, and she treated her enemy with kindness, and she said, God will make him your footstool, meaning that he'll bring them back to you, and they'll start, he'll put love in their heart for you, change their heart. And I done seen them do that with her, and I done seen them do that in my life for over 60 years. So, you know, the power can't, even bad people can't resist the power of Almighty God. Evil cannot resist the power of Almighty God. But you can't love evil. Allah said he don't love evildoers. But he tells us to forgive them and still treat them with kindness And I'm going to say this about Prophet Muhammad, and then I'm basically through for now. There was Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, in Mecca about 1,400 years ago. They were trying to kill him in his own hometown for just saying that it won't be one God for everybody. So we could have it, they could have equality. They was killing little bitty baby girls alive. I mean, they said women was a source of shame and disgrace. So every newborn girl, they would bury alive. They were so crazy. They were so out of their mind, out of touch with the Creator. You see? So Prophet Muhammad would go, they would try to kill him. He would go under the cover of night most of the time around other cities around Mecca and Saudi Arabia, trying to teach people. One town he went to was called Tyree. And, you know, the people had the children to stone him almost to death. He had so much blood running down his face and in his shoes were just full of blood, and he couldn't even hardly walk. And then after they seen they had about killed him, they told the children to stop. And he loved children. And so Almighty God, Allah, revealed to him right at that time in the Quran, do you want me to destroy them for doing that to you? You're my messenger, my prophet, going to them to try to save them, and they're trying to kill you. And he said, no, I don't want you to kill them. Don't destroy them. He said, because one day they might change and they all might become Muslims, which means they all might submit their will to your will. And guess what? Later on that happened. So the kindness always works. It can never fail. I want to share something else with you all, too, because it's about what the sister said. I'm going to try to be swift because I want other people to come on that want to come on. Here's something that I was inspired to write, and this brother Larry inspired me to continue to be a writer. And Mr. Dick Gregory in Washington, D.C. told me when I was up there some about 5 years ago, he said, may his soul rest in peace. He told me, you, the Creator has blessed you to be a writer as well as a teacher and a speaker. So start writing. I've been writing ever since as I've been inspired by the Creator. So the Creator, Allah, inspired me to write this here. All life begins in water. Water represents moral purity. The Creator say he loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Human life is developed in three veils or stages of darkness in the womb of the mother. Each veil or stage represents purification of human life because it's purified in water. They represent the purity of our body, mind, and soul. They also represent three stages of spiritual enlightenment. Life begins with God consciousness. Also, three veils of darkness also represent three stages of it represents three stages of, I think I got here, ignorance also. And that's it. Because our Creator brought us into this world knowing nothing. Then he brought us out of knowing nothing in the darkness into knowing and into spiritual enlightenment and mental enlightenment and physical and spiritual enlightenment. Then he began to teach us intelligent life. Intelligent life is moral life. Intelligent life is thinking life. The Creator also say he created human life into toil and struggle in this world. He says so life comes out of toil and struggle. Say when the woman is, having a child, she's next to death and more than any other time. So we was created, and it is said by the scientists that if the human being could remember, if the Creator would let us remember when we was being born, created, it would kill us and the woman instantaneously. That's how much that pain was. We couldn't take it. Most people don't like to fight against their own bad morality. Allah say this is bad for the human being. Life is in fighting against bad morality. That's it. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam.
Walaikum salam.
Yes. For a moment there, I thought we would cut off. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just didn't hear anything, and I want to make sure that you're still on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, brother, you can continue. We do have other guests I want to call on. If you're finished, but I don't want to interrupt
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm finished. Yes, ma'am.
All
yes,
right, I want to remind you people that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jamal, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you for joining us, those of you who can, every Sunday. And we love to have you. We love to have your feedback also. So for those of you out in our audience who are listening, if there's anything that you would like to say at this time, hit the number one button on your phone. You will show up in the studio, your number will, and we'll have you on the air so that we can hear from you. And you can give us some feedback. Let us know what your thoughts are. And now, with my new program today, I want to remind you that you are talking, that we are talking about the subject today is life is like water running in the earth. As long as it flows, it purifies itself. And that's, like I say, strong, it's very heavy. That's what somebody says, very heavy, man. You know, it's something to really think about. Your life, purification, your soul. As long as you keep it pure, what do you mean by the word pure? Keep it good. Keep our actions good. Keep our thoughts
that's
good.
Right.
Our deeds good. Our intentions good.
That's right.
Doing these that will help begin with self. Help self and others, not hurt self and others. Then
absolutely.
We will live a pure life. Because good begets good and evil begets evil. It's as simple as that, people.
Yes.
And now, without any further delay, I'm going to give to you a brother. I believe this is a brother. Yes, our dear brother from Winston-Salem. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. How's everyone doing?
Very good. Hope you are, my brother.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It's always good listening to the show. Always good listening to, you know, things put in different ways, you know, a different take on topics that you just know, but, you know, hearing them from different ways, you know. When I first tuned in, I tuned in a little late. When I first tuned in, Imam, you were talking about how that we are consumers, how we are consumers, and that, you know, it's important that we not just be consumers. And,
yes, sir.
You know, alhamdulillah. And, you know, and as African-Americans and everybody needs to realize that, you know, Allah, the creator of the heaven and earth, has given everybody everything that they'll ever need. Everybody, you know, like a blank check to the entire creation. Here's everything you'll ever need, ever, you know. And we are on, you know, the top of the totem pole. We're the top of the food chain.
That's right.
Everything, you know, everything else is subservient to us. I mean, there's beasts that are stronger than us. We're
that's
still
right.
in charge. You know, there's, you know, whales and sharks in the ocean that could smell a drop of blood. I forgot the distance. You know, miles away. One drop
miles
of blood
away. That's right.
Yeah, miles away. And we're still in charge. You know, birds that could fly thousands of feet in the sky and look down and see the smallest insect before they dive down and swoop on it, and we're still in charge.
That's
you know?
Right.
So we sit here at the top of the food chain, and all we do is destroy everything.
That's
they
right.
On this planet, we tear it up. You know, we clear out forests, and we start our cars and destroy the ozone, and we, you know, we drive animals to near extinction because we want to put their horns on our wall, on our
mantle, right,
over the fireplace. We just destroy. If you took humans off the Earth would be green and animals would be all over the place and it would be beautiful. You put a bunch of humans in one place and we tear it up, you know?
So
why does Allah have us here? Allah doesn't have us here just so that we could keep tearing up the Earth. You know, that's not what we're here to prove. We're not here prove that we could tear up the Earth because we proved that enough. You know, we're here to prove that we are worthy, or that we can do enough good that He can be pleased with us, so we could have His mercy and go to His paradise. Because all of this down here is just a game. It's just a testing ground. It's not for us to buy up everything, buy the biggest TVs, the biggest cars, the fanciest clothes, and walk around each other and say, oh, I got a bigger TV than you, and I have a nicer car than you, or I have more money than you, or something like that. No, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself, because if it was all about being consumers, we'd already win, because as African Americans, like you said, we produce very little and consume and purchase everything we could see. You know,
sure do.
You can listen to some wealthy people and they won't say it in front of us, okay? But they'll say it in their own circles. They'll put a business right in the middle of your neighborhood and take all your money out.
That's
right. Right in the middle of our neighborhood and take all our money out and go and use it on their families. Because we know how to buy. We know how to buy stuff.
That's right.
Make stuff. You know, grow something, create something, raise your children. That's the hard part. Raise your children right, grow a family, do that. That's work right there.
That's
work. And that kind of work, you have to do it knowing that you're trying to please your Lord. Because if you raise your kids right and just so that they cut the grass when you tell them and clean their room, but they don't worship their Lord, you missed out. You know, missed out. You know, if you do a bunch of good deeds and you do it just so you can say, hey, you know, I did this good deed, or I could rub it in your face, you missed out on the whole point of doing a good deed.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, because you can't give somebody something. You could only give somebody something that Allah had gave you. So you're not nothing. Allah gave it to you. You can give it to the next person, or you can use what you need. So Allah gave it to you, so you're not a fool. You use what you need, and then you can pass off the next to somebody else who needs it, because Allah is going to see if you're that type of person that's going to pass it off. And when you do that, maybe you could earn Allah's mercy, and maybe because of that, you'll get Allah's paradise. And that's the real success, you know. Everything else is just talking or just...
That's right. You're irrelevant.
That's it. So, you know, I just wanted to say we're consumers already, but we're at the top of the food chain. Now the question is, what you going to do with it? What are you going to do? We at the top of the food chain. What are we going to do with that?
Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu
alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Very well said, Brother Imam. And these are things that definitely need to be talked about. Imam Khaled at Juma Friday in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, he spoke about how just us as Muslims, if we just gave, done our duty in terms of the cut, charity, it ain't that much, 2.7% or whatever, it ain't that much. He said, if we just gave that, we could free the poverty of all Muslims all over the earth. Mm-hmm. Just by giving out a little something. So, you know, I worked in the service of Allah, and I've been doing it 44 years around this country, especially in North Carolina and Virginia, and different cities. And you know, I give as much as I sell, and I teach the people. They be like, "You gonna really give me this?" And they'd be so surprised, because in this world now, especially among African Americans, but people in general, people don't want to give you nothing. Only thing people want to give you today, the majority of them, is something that they don't want, something bad, something that hurt you. I mean, you know, like I said, my brother in Durham, Muslim brother, for 44 years,
He was getting ready to go to work. I imagine somebody came up to his car, hit him in the head, killed him, and took his car. You see, African-American killing African-American. And out of all it, and just look at this country, all of these shootings in schools and 9/11. I ain't forgot that when them big World Trade Towers, them trade towers was World Trade Towers. That meant everybody in the world trade from them towers. And, you know, planes running there. That wasn't nothing you supposed to forget about. These are signs from the Creator that, look, you all are not teasing me. And if you don't stop this, I'm going to allow you to destroy your whole existence on my planet. And that's what they're doing there. They had a place out in California called Paradise to rich people. Guess what? Allah, the Creator, burn up their paradise. So where is their paradise? Could they stop it? Could they stop the Creator from burning up their paradise? Then he burn up another section that they moved to. You know? So Allah say people's downfall, most people on this earth, is that they look upon themselves as self-sufficient. You know what that means? I don't need no God. Where is God at? I don't see him. God didn't buy me this car. I bought this car. Well, if you think you are so self-sufficient, Allah say when your loved one is dying and you're God, then call back the life in his body. Don't let him die. Or even if you're God, I always often say this, stop breathing and see how long you live. Just stop breathing. Don't be no fool. Because the real Creator is self-sufficient. He's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. Now, if you're a God, you don't have no need for nothing. I'm just going to stop right there. That's something to think of.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu
Akbar. Alhamdulillah. I had a brother ask me today while I was in the county doing the, the help that I try to do over there.
Yes, sir.
And he spoke in the third person. Why? You know, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to... he said somebody would say to him, but, you know, you always take the question like alhamdulillah, like the person might be asking it for themselves, but saying they're asking for somebody else. You know, I didn't ask to be here. I didn't ask, you know, to have these responsibilities put on me. I didn't ask to be on this earth. I didn't ask for God to make me or my parents to make me. You know, now they're here and I have to, now I'm here and I have to abide by these rules and do all these things. And I didn't ask for it, you know, and my punishment, if I don't do it right, is going to hell. And to do it right, you know, I get paradise, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. And how could I ever do it right? You know? And I said, you know, that, that if is a big question, if I'm doing it right, or if that, if is a big question, you know, and that if, and that why, you know, people ask why did Allah do this, you know, to me? Make me? Why? That's what I said, not the if. I said that why is a big question. You know, we don't ask, you know, Muslims, we don't ask, and people, Muslim or not, you know, that asking why, that questioning your Creator, you know, why is this happening to me? Why didn't I? That's, you don't ask God, you don't ask Allah, you know, why did you give me all this clean air to breathe? And why did you give me this water to drink? And why
That's
did you
right.
give me this stable ground to walk on? You know, you don't ask why. And if you win the lottery, you know, and you a millionaire, or you were born to some wealthy parents and you never had to work a day in your life, you don't go, you know, why do I have the latest PlayStation 4? And why do I have the newest clothes? And why do I drive around in limousines? You don't ask. You just drive around in your limousine and fly around in your plane and you do it. But when things get a little tough, it's why me, why?
That's right.
That's for a Muslim, that's a dangerous, you know, that's not even a door that we open, because that's a door for the shaitan to just say, why did this happen to me? We have to know that we have a Creator that loves us more than we love ourselves.
Yes, sir.
We have a Creator that loves us more than, because you think you love yourself and you go out there and you smoke a pack of cigarettes. You think
That's
you
right.
love yourself and you open up a pack of Oreo cookies. You don't stop eating until the whole doggone pack is gone. You know you can't eat that many doggone cookies.
That's
you know?
right.
You say you love yourself. You don't get out there and take a walk, and you know you're diabetic. You know you need to do some exercise. You really love yourself. Allah loves you more than your parents love you.
Yes, he
do. More than your parents love you. And you can't question your parents have told you, eat your broccoli or eat your greens or clean your room. Why? Why do I have to clean them? What, are your parents supposed to swoop in and eat your broccoli for you and clean your room for you? Because they're showing you responsibility because it's something that you need that they know you need.
That's right.
You know, it's something that you need, they know you need, and you might not be able to see it right now.
That's
so
right.
These tests, this things that go on in our day-to-day life, all we can do is worship Allah the way he tells us to worship him and pray for the best. And when great things happen to us, we say Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And when bad things happen to us, we say Alhamdulillah. Right. All praise due to Allah in both scenarios. And that's why
right.
The messenger, they have a hadith from the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, you know, strange is the way of the believer, because when something difficult happens to you, you praise Allah. And when something great happens to you, you still praise Allah. Like,
that's
you know,
right.
Something tough happens, a loved one passes away, and, you know, after you shed a few tears and you say, Alhamdulillah, you know, I know Allah got me. This is just a difficult time. And then something good happens to you, some masiba, some great gift just happens upon you that you didn't even do nothing for, and you say,
that's
Alhamdulillah,
right.
I know Allah
that's
loves
right.
me. Because you need to be consistent across the board. And you need to return to Allah in all things, whether you think it's good or not, whether you
that's
think
right,
it's bad or not. Because
that's right.
In it, there's good. If Allah lets you deal with it, I don't care if you got 20 years in jail. You might not have prayed once if you was out here on the streets. And
that's
you
right.
in jail and you praying every day. Then guess what? Jail is a blessing for you.
That's
you know?
Exactly right.
You could, and you could be out here and you could have the biggest car and the biggest house and never pray none. Guess
that's right.
What? You should pray your behind that you was in jail so you could go pray. Because
that's right.
You could have all that out here and it don't mean a daggone thing.
Sure
if
don't.
You're gonna end up in the fire.
That's right.
You know? So we don't ask that question why, man. We take our good perceived good and we take our bad perceived bad and we thank Allah on the way up, on the way down, to the left and to the right. And that's how you stay on it. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Allah's greater. Beautiful, brother. Well said. Well said, amen.
Alhamdulillah. Beautiful, brother. Yes, indeed. So, Imam Shahid Shabazz, we have a few minutes left here. We have about 10 minutes left. So, we do have... Brother Larry and I have another comment here, but I just enjoy what the brother said about us asking why, and I've been asking all, not realizing that we came here from nothing. We came here from the earth. We came here from congealed blood. We came here from a connection, a unity of a sperm and an egg. And then we were born to shape. What do you mean you didn't ask to come here? How in the world could you ask to come here? That was a blessing for you to be put on this earth in that form, in your human form as a human being. You came in submissive form before you were here. You were submitting to the will of your creator. And then you came here and you learned the evilness and wickedness of this world and to say what you did do to you didn't do. You haven't done anything. Everything's a blessing that you have. The ability to even speak is a blessing.
Yes.
And you come out with something ridiculous and foolishness like, I didn't ask. How stupid do you sound? How ungrateful. So we ask people, we need to wake up and learn. We taught. We have to be taught who we are and whose we are all over again. And how to live as human beings on earth, the people we really are. Again, now I'm going to have... We're going to call on Brother Larry again to see if he might have something else to say. Brother Larry, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, I like to put a little quote in for, yes, there's a saying that says, you know, when you, I'm losing my thought. But anyway, when, you know, there's a saying that, the man died and he went before the Lord. And he says to the Lord, said, Lord, to look at all these things I did all these great things and I did them in your name. And the Lord looked at him and says, yes, but you did them for yourself. So he was a selfish guy. And then there, there are, as the brother mentioned about three, and we was talking about three some days ago, three being such an important number. And as he says, we was born, we was created in three rails of darkness.
That's
likewise, as we walk through this earth from the cradle until death, we have to do that as stages of life. The Bible, they says, they say that, you know, we are promised 70. Which gives us, I think they say, at the age of 70, that's what is expected, that we get 70. So as we go through this earth and we, three being an important number, they say that Christ rose on the third day, all right? And so as we go through this earth and we, as we go through this earth, and like I said, we're creating three stages of darkness. And when you are 20 years old, you are a lot different than you were when you was 10, 8 or 10. When you get to be around 40 at these milestones, you tend to wake up a bit more. And as you go down the road in life and you reach the age of, say, 60 or 70, you tend to wake up even more. So as you often say, brother, that, you know, we are only on this earth for a fleeting of a moment. You know, 1,000 years is like a day to Allah. So as we walk on this earth, and, yeah, when we are 20 and we think we know everything, oh man, we don't know. We still sleep. We still ignorant. As we move on down the road in life, then we tend to wake up a bit more. And as we continue on down in life, we tend to wake up a bit more. And a lot of stages, after a certain age, we tend to start to go back to sleep again. So yeah, as these stages are waking up, as these stages of darkness, we can tend to kind of look at it that way. You know, the three stages of darkness, you know, as we divide them down through the milestones of life. And I wanted to share that because, you know, when I'm speaking to, I often tell Brother Shahid, you know, that sometimes I may say something I'm very inspired by what I'm saying. I'm very inspired by speaking with him. I'm very inspired when I listen to the radio station here because some of the things that that Allah may bless on my mind may not have came about had not I been speaking on the radio station or listening on the radio station, or if I wasn't speaking or listening to Imam as we speak sometime often throughout the week and whatnot. So so you did them and you did them for yourself. So, and then of course there was one quote, you know, when the two sons of Adam, I believe it was, and it says they both made a God action for sacrifices, and they both made sacrifices, but one gave the best that he had. The other one gave a sacrifice, but he didn't give the best that he had. So God favored the one that gave his best. So the other one was jealous because he wondered why God favored him more than he favored his brother more than he favored him. And the reason he favored him more because he said, why did you favor him more than you favored me? I gave too. And Allah revealed to him that, yes, you gave, but he gave the best that he had. So we have to be very careful about these things. And one more point is that, you know, I had a vision years ago because I was had some younger people that come up behind me, you know, younger people come up behind you, and you start seeing the dumb things that they did. But sometimes we don't realize that we may have done some of the same dumb things. But now we see that they was dumb because we have age, and they're younger again. So Allah blessed me to realize that when you realize, when you come to the conclusion of the sense that you realize that you are not Savior, then you'll be all right. Once you find out and realize that you're not the Savior, you'll be okay. You know, and of course, the Bible says, the teaching of the Christian, the Bible is that, you know, in this fight we have in life, the struggle is not ours. The fight belongs to the Lord. So, yes, we should do things to, you know, to correct as best we can. But, like, for instance, you got a brother that he drinks or a loved one that's eating dirty and wrong, and you plant that seed and you tell them. So that's it. We can't change them. So Allah reveals to us that we got to realize that we are not the Savior. So we can't stop somebody from doing drugs. We can't stop nobody from eating the bad food. We can't stop people from these things. But we can plant that seed. And you know, and love them as best we can, and continue on, and Lord, and pray that God takes care of our loved ones, and inshallah they change. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Holloway. Thank you for those. Thank you for those thought-provoking words. Well, the 2 minutes got to be in prayer. So I want to say, first of all, that there is no Creator. There's no God. I don't like to use the word God, because if you turn that word around in this corrupt English language, it's spelled dog. Don't ever attribute anything negative to the Creator. The Creator say all good, and this is a prayer, all good comes to us, and as humans come from Him, and all the bad come from ourselves. And Imam Abdul Karim said it so beautifully. Allah said He tests us with good and evil, but everything He tests us with is to bring the best out of us. And so we give all praises to the Creator. We're going to end in that beautiful prayer that we start. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman. Nirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Iftina sirata mustaqim, sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Ameen. So we want to thank everyone for your participation. Everybody had something to say beautiful, and that contributed to us understanding our purpose and for being here, and our gratitude.
It's just ending the show now, but you can complete what you were saying. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you again. Join us again this time, next Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. May you have a pleasant and peaceful day today. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Bye.